Hey, welcome back to the KER Report. Big Alan wants to mention one thing right now. I'm going to start the new year, do very, very little politics. The reason I'm doing that is because I established a reputation as knowing who to talk to in the precious metals sector. Last week, I talked with Doc Richard Postma. This week, I'm talking with a very close friend of mine who has proven in the past to be one of the best in terms of calling the precious metals markets. And of course, that's Rick Ackerman. Rick, I think we're in a perfect storm right now, if you want to know the truth, regarding precious metals, gold and silver. Gold is doing very well right now. I have always said, as I said years and years ago, this is going back 7 or 8 years, the political turmoil, I thought, was a good sign for the gold market. One of the reasons I'm getting out of politics, Rick, on a personal note, is I just cannot figure out what's going on. But what's going on has everything to do with the word turmoil, and I think this is truly, truly setting the stage for a gold market the likes of which I haven't seen. What's your opinion on that?
Well, first, thanks for inviting me on, Al. It's been a while since we talked, but I always enjoy connecting with your big audience. I have somewhat mixed feelings about gold. You know, my own subscriber base counts on me to give it to them straight, and
exactly.
I guess you could say I'm writing for an audience that's perennially a little more bullish on gold than I am. Not that I'm not a bull, you know. If you look at the longer-term charts, the uptrend is pretty clear. But I have to say that gold, it's been holding its own, really, against not so much things that are the usual negatives for gold, but just, I would say, the speculative energy is focused elsewhere. And so gold, I think, is doing well. Just to say, screw you. I mean, there are days when opportunistic forces gang up on gold, and they'll knock it down. We've seen even $100 in a day, and that's strictly a sideshow. It's the big guys, essentially bullion bankers and the other sleazeballs, covering short paper positions in gold, or sometimes even physical shorts, and so they opportunistically bang the market down, not because there's anything going on in the news world that's bad for gold, but just something that at least might be perceived by a lot of the imbeciles who think, oh, geez, the world is ending, as reason to knock gold down. But you notice that this happens for just a day, and then the bears kind of struggle to get gold down anymore. So gold is just, it's just biding its time, I think, waiting for opportunity. And then there, you know, we better be careful what we wish for, because anything that's opportunity for gold could conceivably spell trouble for the world.
Well, it really could, Rick. The only comment I would make is, in terms of the world right now, with what we're looking at in China, Russia, Europe, the United States, I got to tell you, from a political standpoint, I don't think it could get much crazier. And that's one of the reasons I'm not going to be doing a lot of commentary on it in the future, because it just doesn't make any sense. What really makes sense to me is the economic point, that the amount of debt going on in the world, and let's just talk about the United States right now, is unsustainable, as it was when I was considered to be an expert in gold. Well, I'm not that expert today, but let me tell you, very shortly I will be. And before we're done talking, I'll tell you what my first entrance into the gold market is going to be. But I got to tell you, I think that with the debt situation right now, Social Security verging on collapse, I think anybody who doesn't have at least a foundation in gold is nuts. Any comments?
Well, I always think that gold's going to be great to have in a pinch. And, you know, whether we're headed into deflation, which is where I think we're going, or a hyperinflation, I'm pretty sure that gold's going to retain its purchasing power.
Sure it is.
Relative to all other classes of investable assets. So I like gold. I'm not a gold $50,000 an ounce guy, or even $10,000 an ounce. But I think that you're always going to have purchasing power parity in gold, that, you're not going to lose any ground. And, you know, now don't be too discouraged, because just because all of the speculative flow is going into Bitcoin.
You know, I don't know a lot about Bitcoin, and that's something I know enough about it to be dangerous. That's something I want to talk to you about perhaps next time. I personally, on the record, am going to start out with some coins, some gold bullion, purely, and I guess that isn't coins. I'm going to start out with some gold bullion. I will put my order in at the market with a dealer on this coming Friday, the day after Christmas. And I think that is a very intelligent thing to do. I should have never left this market, Rick. Any comments?
Well, I think you've been on the long term. Excuse me, I've got a little frog in my throat here.
Don't let it get out. You're going to scare the hell out of your wife. Don't do that. Don't open your mouth, Rick. Let me just talk for a minute. Will you keep your mouth closed? Keep that frog in there, buddy. I like gold again. I don't know why I ever got out of that sector. At least this particular sector makes sense. Politics makes absolutely no sense. Sorry about that, guys. Rick, you're on. Is a frog gone?
A little bit. There I just took a sip of water, and it went down the wrong way.
Oh, well.
Anyway, I think you've been in for the long the long haul, Al.
Yep.
And it's been a... Hold on, Al.
Yeah. Well, I think the long haul is what it's all about. That's something I should have learned from my long-gone parents. You know, every time I look in our... I don't want to call it a storage locker, but every time I look at what my parents left me, it all consists, quite frankly, of gold coins and silver coins. And I should have taken a lesson from that, because they are worth today one hell of a lot more than they were worth, you know, when they passed on into the next chapter of the Book of Life. I really also want to say one other thing. As soon as I get my feet fully on the ground in terms of this sector, I'm going to be back investing in the stocks that I did pretty well at for the 40 years that I was in business. Rick, let me ask you one real quick question. We have got, what is it? We've got about 2 minutes left here. 1 minute, no, 2 minutes, I'm sorry, left here. I know that we have a link to your subscription site for your newsletter. I hope it's doing you some good. I want to say, on a personal note, I've known this guy for probably 25, 30 years. The one thing, Rick, and we've been through thick and thin together. We are personal friends. We are family friends. Let me tell you, this guy has all the respect in the world. I can't say enough positive things about Rick Ackerman and Rick's Picks. Rick, we're going to get you on the show more often. I'm going to count on you. The reason I'm doing that is because I respect you. I respect you. You made me look good for the, oh gosh, probably 30, 35, 40 years that you were a regular guest on my program. It was a pleasure in the past to introduce you at various investment conferences where you and I were appearing. It was a real pleasure to be associated with you, as it is today, Mr. Ackerman. How do you like your new home? You got 10 seconds. You got good weather down there.
Well, sunny Florida. It's a little too hot for too much of the year, Al, but I'm learning to live with it. It's certainly pleasant this time of year. And, you know, it's nice to be on beach days when you're reading about blizzards up in the Northeast.
I got you, bud. Hey, we're out of time. Listen, I love having you on the show. Going to become a regular guest. Thanks, Rick.
Thank you, Al.
Hey, you are great, man. Hey, I just want to add one thing here. It is a real pleasure to get Rick Ackerman back. Rick's Picks is a great newsletter. He's been doing it for probably 50 years now or thereabouts. No hiccups yet. I want to elaborate on how I'm going to get back into the precious metals market initially. I'm going to buy a little bit of gold bullion and coins. As I said, I'm doing that kind of as a celebration in honor of my parents. I will be going into gold mining stock, be doing that shortly as soon as I get my feet back on the ground. Hope you guys had a great holiday. See you soon.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.